Warren Widener & Hancock here in Pensacola. We are dedicated to giving solid legal advice about insurance claims without any fee, cost, or obligation. Sure, we're attorneys, but we're neighbors and regular folks just like you ready to help. Don't suffer another disaster by signing away your rights or waiting for your insurance company to do the right thing. InsuranceLawTeam.com.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answer. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line with Mike Wickens is presented in part by Barnes Feed Store and Warrington Hardware and Marine.
I'm Diane Crummell. Our big problems demand big solutions, and we all know that big government doesn't have all the answers. But we also know that our elected leaders must show up to work with the people and businesses in our community. That's why I'm running to be your next State House representative in District 2. My opponent thinks that it is okay to do nothing. He did nothing to save Pensacola Beach while I led the charge that saved Pensacola Beach. We know that our community needs help with recovery from COVID and now the bridge fiasco. That's why I'm asking for your vote on November 3rd. Paid and approved by Diane Crummell, Democrat, Florida State House District 2.
The Pensacola Fiesta Seafood Festival, the Pensacola Opera, and the Interstate Fair. We're local. We live here too. And we hope to see you soon. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Today on the Pensacola Expert Panel, we'll have Affiliated Insurance at 9, Ballinger Publishing at 9:30, Studer Community Institute at 10:15, and other local nonprofits.
Ruthie C, 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, 20 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Today is the beginning of early voting. So you should express yourself at the ballot box. David Stafford, the supervisor of elections for Escambia County, is on the line, and we'll get to him in just a second after Mark Jacobs gives us the headlines. Mark?
Good morning. Millions of out-of-work Americans struggling to meet their housing expenses amid the pandemic. The Mortgage Bankers Association says more than 6 million people missed their rent or mortgage payments last month. Tropical season, not over yet.
Tropical depression number 27 forming this morning in the Atlantic. It has about a 90% chance to develop into a hurricane later this week. It should stay well east of the U.S., but may track very close to Bermuda.
That's Natalie Rodriguez reporting. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk says the company could send its first mission to Mars in 2024. Musk says the plan is to send an uncrewed rocket to the red planet. The craft has been dubbed Starship.
Well, I mean, as opposed to sending a crewed rocket, you know, I mean, I want something more advanced. Sorry, that's my fault.
Yeah, that was a stretch.
Yeah, 821, they all are. 821 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. David Stafford is the supervisor of elections for Escambia County, joins us now by phone. David, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you.
So early voting is underway. How's it going?
It's brisk, as you, I think, probably would appreciate and not be surprised. I was we have 10 sites that all opened at 0700 this morning. I was helped the folks down at the good folks down at the main library open that site, and we by the time we threw the polls open at 7, there was a pretty decent line, and so we're same thing I think throughout the county, and so you get through that initial rush. But it's definitely steady. We had over 500 people vote just in that first hour.
Wow.
We're going to be doing this at 10 locations for 13 consecutive days. Basically, we've got 13 consecutive election days before election day. So if you want to get out there and cast a ballot and you haven't already voted by mail and don't want to wait until election day, the early voting is a good way. I would say if you've got some flexibility, you may want to wait till the middle of the week or even over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, because those tend to be the least busy days. We'll be able to get you through. It depending on which site that you choose. The Genealogy Branch Library up in there on 9th, the Extension Office, and the Southwest Branch Library tend to be our three most popular sites. And so if you've got flexibility again and location where you can go, you know, Brownsville, Molino, down here to our office, tend to be, a little bit less busy. So
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Choices. I'm kind of with you on the, like, I don't want to be there the first day. I want to skip the line. That's the whole reason you early vote is to get it done, you know, so that there's nobody there. Hey, I wanted to ask you about the felons voting question.
Yeah.
My understanding that a list basically was sent out basically saying these people, you need to be concerned about them. They're flagged as not having paid their legal financial obligations. How is that working? I know we don't have a lot of time, but do we have a lot of former felons who are voting in Escambia?
So here's the way. Basically, it's a kind of a return. The memo that we received from the division was basically, hey, we're gonna start things back up the way they were previous to Amendment 4. Because you know, taking you back, Amendment 4 passed, and then as you know, because you followed it, all the uncertainty around what is full terms of the sentence. Does that mean, you know, fines and fees? And that thing, you know, it made it through the legislature, made it through the courts, and finally, you know, through the 11th Circuit up in the federal court up in Atlanta, basically is, you know, kind of came down with the state on the state side. And so during that sort of period of uncertainty, there wasn't a lot of activity from the state. The way the process worked prior to Amendment 4 is the state would provide a list of potentially ineligible persons. So that would be somebody convicted of a felony who hadn't gotten clemency. They would push it down to the supervisor. The supervisor would do, in the relevant county, the supervisor would do some initial, would basically verify the information. Number one, is it a felony? Number two, is it, are we talking about the same person? Do they have clemency? So it was pretty much, you know, I wouldn't say an open and shut, but in that respect, you either had clemency or you didn't. So you either were eligible or you were not once you established that the person had been convicted of a felony. Then comes Amendment 4, which, you know, presented a lot of uncertainty is, okay, what is all terms of your sentence and what do you have to do to be able to meet that? And what is there some proof that you need to be able to show and all that? So as that winded its way through the courts and through the legislative process, we didn't get a lot of activity from. We still got some from the state, but just not a lot. And I think basically what this memo that we got from the director Matthews said basically we're going to restart this process. But just to be clear, just because they sent us a list of persons, and it's technically not a list because it kind of comes electronically. You know, this is not like something that happens overnight. There is a very deliberate process built in the Florida statutes. On notice, you know, you got to give the individual notice and the individual a opportunity
to say, for delisting them,
and all that. So, you know, even if we were to start that process, you know, yesterday or a week ago, that process would not conclude until well after the election.
How many do we have a number of felons who are eligible to vote who would not otherwise have been except for Amendment 4? In Escambia?
The statistics that were shown, I guess there was some questions about some study that they threw out some number. I don't know what they were referring to, but what happens, just to be clear, what happens is when an individual fills out a Florida voter registration application, they have to answer a question that says either I have never been convicted of a felony, or if I have, I've gotten my rights restored.
Okay.
And so you take that, you know, they sign, it's an oath that they sign, and then we don't know until the state would notify us later that individual had in fact been convicted of a felony. So then you've got two sort of different categories. You've got a person first registering to vote that gets bounced against the database that says, hey, this person's a known felon, or a person who is a registered voter gets convicted of a felony, and then that bounces down. So you sort of there's two different categories there. So again,
so it sounds like a lot of unknown, which is kind of frustrating because we'd all kind of just like to know how much impact is this going to have on the election. But it sounds like it's a pretty not vague necessarily, but vague to get a fix on because it takes time. And as you say, there's multiple different ways. Well, all right. Well, David, I appreciate the help. David Stafford is our supervisor of elections for Escambia County. He is the busiest man today, along with Tappy Villain in Santa Rosa. But David, you do such a good job, and we appreciate the work, sir.
Well, thank you. And again, come on out 13 days, 12 hours a day, 10 locations. And again, if you want to try to avoid the crowds, middle of the week, and over the weekend, first weekend, probably the best times for it.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks so much, David Stafford. Davis Allen now with traffic for you.
Well, southbound Garcon Point Bridge, it is a little slow moving, but not quite to the hump as you're trying to get into Gulf Breeze. Gulf Breeze Highway also pretty slow moving as you're going east and westbound trying to turn onto Garcon Point Bridge. We are still seeing delays on Mobile Highway as a result of an accident that occurred before our show even began. It had knocked out power in that region of New Warrington Road and Mobile Highway, so just expect those delays. Law enforcement is on scene. They are redirecting traffic. I'm Davis Allen with you. Traffic on the Fives.
Is Medicare on your mind? If you're turning 65, working or retired, you probably have questions about Medicare and what's the best Medicare option for your unique needs. Let Florida Blue Medicare help guide you on your journey to choosing the Medicare plan that's right for you. Their plans feature the benefits you want at a cost you can afford. They offer benefits such as $0 monthly plan premiums, $0 copay for primary care doctor visits, and $0 copay for prescription drugs. And they have additional benefits like dental, hearing, and vision coverage, and a free Silver Sneakers membership. Talk to your local Florida Blue Medicare agent to help get the answers you need and the service you deserve. Call your local agency, Affiliated Insurance, at 850-477-5840. Florida Blue is a PPO and RPPO plan with a Medicare contract. Florida Blue Medicare is an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Florida Blue or Florida Blue Medicare depends on contract renewal.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson from Anderson Subaru. Hurricane Sally hit us hard and many people still need help. To get you back on the road, Anderson Subaru is offering $1,000 off any vehicle in stock through October. And for our neighbors across the bridge, we're offering free concierge assistance for sales and service. Anderson Subaru is here to help. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, or AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Example, 2020 Ascent Limited, number L347-5527, MSRP 44992, less $1,000 hurricane relief discount, sale price $43,993, less tax, bag, time.
All right, 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We've got Mark Jacobs in the newsroom. Mark, what do you got coming up in your newscast, sir?
Details on a deadly weekend shooting. That's coming up after Fox News.
Opposed by House Democrats or the White House.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on ABC's This Week saying a deal must be struck in the next 48 hours if they want to pass a package by Election Day.
That depends on the administration.
The president has said he wants to pass what he's called a big, beautiful stimulus.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. Joe Biden again goes after President Trump over claims he insulted veterans, which the president again denies.
He calls them suckers and losers. Who the hell does he think he's talking about? These are our heroes.
There's no human being on earth, unless they're seriously, seriously deranged, that would say such a thing.
Biden, North Carolina, the president there in Nevada. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. It's 70 and mostly sunny. Good morning. I'm Mark Jacobs. A Pensacola man shot and killed over the weekend happened late Saturday night near the Attucks Court housing complex. So far, police are still looking for the shooter. PPD's Gregory Gordon says 19-year-old Marcus Thomas was pronounced dead at the scene. Witnesses in that complex near F and Cervantes Street say they heard a single gunshot around 11:30 Saturday night, then saw someone unknown running from the scene. Still no suspect has been arrested and no motive. One person dead after a Sunday morning crash that happened just after 6:30. That was on Sorrento Road near Blue Angel Parkway. Car headed east on Sorrento, crossed the center line, hit a pickup that was headed the opposite direction. The driver of the car was dead at the scene. Today is the start of early voting for the 2020 general election. Early voting running through Halloween, October 31st. 6 early voting sites in Santa Rosa County, 10 in Escambia County. Open from 7 till 7 each day. You can find a full list of sites on both Supervisors of Election websites and also on our Facebook page. After restarting last week for the first time since Hurricane Sally, ECUA is back in the recycling business. The recycling program was stopped temporarily after Hurricane Sally did hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage to the ECUA materials recycling facility at the Perdido landfill. ECUA also returned to collecting yard waste and bulk waste last week, but only if it was not related to the hurricane. The city of Pensacola getting some reports.